This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Providing quality health care to the homeless is often tough. Homeless populations tend to be transient. The homeless often shy away from the information collecting necessary for many health screenings, and transportation can also be a challenge. Time now for the ULM Forum, an interview series that looks at the relationship between the University of Louisiana Monroe and Northeast Louisiana. The Mobile Bridge to Health project at ULM is now being realized with a $26,000 grant from the Living Well Foundation in West Monroe. I spoke with Dr. Rhonda Hensley, Associate Director of the Graduate Program at the ULM Kitty Degree School of Nursing. Rhonda, first of all, what is this project going to do?
This grant is a very exciting opportunity to be a bridge. We call it the Mobile Bridge to Health because we're hoping to be able to reach homeless people in area agencies in Monroe and Ouachita Parish who maybe do not have a trust for established healthcare facilities, but yet they still have healthcare needs that have not been addressed, or they may have mental health needs that haven't been identified. So we hope, by taking marriage and family and counseling students and nurse practitioner students to the facilities, and we're specifically targeting Salvation Army, Family Promise, and the Desert Street Shelter, we can do screenings to identify people who are at potential risk.
So you'll be there on a semi-regular basis or on a planned basis.
Correct.
And once they're able to get that word out, how do you go about rebuilding that trust?
That, we hope, will be on a one-to-one basis, just simply sitting down in an environment that they're comfortable in. Number one, we're not taking them into a sterile environment that they detest. We'll sit down where they're comfortable, make them comfortable, just converse with them, and just show them that we're there to care and to help them.
With that frequent distrust of professional medical facilities, you've also got kind of a link to be able to maybe get them some more urgent care if you identify issues that need to be taken care of immediately.
That's correct, because it would be unethical for us to identify a patient with an extremely high blood pressure who would be at high risk for stroke or another problem and not be able to link them to some services. So we've been very fortunate to work with the medical staff at Ochsner, our own hospital here in Monroe, who have offered us an avenue to be able to get at-risk persons in as quickly as possible.
So part of the grant is also looking at the equipment it takes to be able to do these assessments on site, because you mentioned some more sophisticated. This is not just a blood pressure check.
Right. We'll be able to do sidewalk EKGs. We'll be able to check oxygen levels for asthma patients. We'll be able to check, of course, blood glucoses and some peripheral vascular screenings. Our marriage and family people will be able to assess them for suicidal thoughts and substance abuse issues and such as that.
So what's the hoped impact for having this kind of relationship?
Initially, it's for the individual homeless person who is at risk to prevent severe catastrophic complications, either mental health related or physical health, to get them needed services, but to move them in such a way that they feel more comfortable in making that move.
Dr. Rhonda Hensley is the Associate Director of the Kitty Degree School of Nursing Graduate Program. The $26,000 grant coming from the Living Well Foundation to the University of Louisiana Monroe. Rhonda, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Find out more about the relationship between Northeast Louisiana and the University of Louisiana Monroe at KEDM.org. Go to Programs and click on ULM Forum.